Shalom and Boker Tov to all of you who are on this call this morning, including Brother Max in Jordan. Brother Max, are you there?
Good morning, Miss Boo. Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. Did you get there on time, and are you rested a bit?
It was a little delay. Praise the Lord that we made it here. I arrived at 1:30 in the morning here, so it was, I can't even think what time I was there. 5:30 p.m.
And what
yesterday.
What time are you right now there in Jordan?
4 p.m.
So you got in at 1:30 a.m. and now it's 4 p.m. Have you slept at all?
I slept for 4 hours, and then I woke up. I have a few meetings, and I got back here to my room around 1:30, 1:15, and I've been praying since. So
praise the Lord.
We do appreciate you,
Brother Max. We do appreciate you very, very much. And Lord, we ask you to quicken our dear brother and do for his body the supernatural quickening. It is written, quicken thou me according to thy word. Quicken our dear brother Max right now, this instant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, for some of our housekeeping, I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon. And the call will be 15 minutes after the hour. So for us on Central Time, that's going to be 12:15. As far as the announcements, next Sunday, September 21st, is third Sunday at 3 on Prayer Mountain, and I will be there. And remember, the Lord said it's time for healing and miracles. Provide a place. So we will be ministering divine healing that day. We will be speaking a bit on it, and then we will be laying hands on the sick, and they will recover according to the written word. Our Autumn Assembly of Prayer 30th anniversary is coming up October 15 through 21. You can find out all about it, and I think we do need some volunteers. You can find out all about it on billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Today, as you are well aware of, marks 1 week ago that Charlie Kirk, a true giver, a champion, was murdered. I really have looked at our words that came last week. I have meditated them. I have written them out. And in the morning particularly, it began with this, emphasized, underlined. The final showdown between me and Satan is imminent. That means any moment, right now. That was my interjection. I shall read it now as it is actually came to us. The final showdown between me and Satan is the imminent. He will increase his persecution of believers. That's you, children. You must stand. I am with you. And then he gave 1 John 2:18. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. Take that word Antichrist. Christ means the anointed one. So the Antichrist is anti or against the anointed one. For sure, Charlie Kirk was anointed. And it was the plan of Satan, who is Antichrist. There is a personification coming in a certain man. But right now, there are many who are, and they've come out of the woodwork on the internet. They've voiced their horrible positions. They are the antichrists against the anointings who have appeared. And by this, we know that it is the last hour. The Lord gave us Jude 7. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire. That's transgender, folks. That's all such things. Such as serve as an example by undergoing punishment of eternal fire. And then Luke 18:8, I tell you, he will bring about justice for them quickly. The Lord is bringing justice quickly. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. He said, go deep in my words today and pay attention to what I said. I shall take them out. We've seen him bring justice, and it's being carried out. And all who had anything to do with it that are human will know justice. And God, of course, they'll know justice, the spirits behind it. And then he spoke comfort, because he knew they're going to need comfort. The whole country needs comfort. Blessed, the whole world, people all over the world need comforting. And he gave us 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in every affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted. And then Psalm 119:17, it said, let your chesed comfort me. That means his obligation to keep his covenant. The statement, my hope can help you to keep going. You will face challenges, and you will overcome them. Go, because I am with you. And then, final statement, he said, don't give up. Your entire world is going to change for the better. We know that it will move on to the best. The future's as good as God can make it. But right now, in the name above every name, I spoke, I believe, with a strong anointing.
Hello, my name is Jerome. I'm retired services.
On what happened.
Hello.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have a clear line. I spoke on.
No response.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke any interruptions right now in Jesus' name under the blood of the Lamb. Cease and desist immediately. I spoke with an anointing on what happened this last past weekend in Minneapolis. I believe I was there at the right time according to the word, and I know, Lord, and I know that I did have a strong anointing. You can watch it on Yeshua's Love Heals, Friday night, September 12th, Living Word Christian Center, that's LWCC, Saturday morning, September 13, and either Sunday morning service, Living Word Christian Center, 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. And, of course, I read this scripture, the final showdown, and then I spoke about who could have stopped it. Who could have stopped Charlie Kirk's being assassinated? I doubt any police force could have. But the only ones I'm for sure could have stopped it are those in authority. Number one, and I gave these three things, someone with the authority. That would have had to have been someone with habitational authority, someone in Utah, someone in that college hierarchy, someone in the ministry hierarchy, Charlie Kirk's ministry. Could have stopped it. They had to have had the authority. I don't have the authority in Utah. I don't have the authority in Turning Point. I don't have the authority on that college campus. But I have authority where I live. I have authority in the schools in Branson. So someone with the habitational authority could have stopped it. Number two, now that means they would have had to have been a born-again believer in with habitational authority. And number two, they would have had to know they have authority. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There are millions and millions of Christians who received authority over Satan at the new birth, but they don't know it. I didn't know it. I was born again 20 years and didn't know it. And thank God I came to work for Kenneth E. Hagin and found out that I have authority. Go online to billybrim.org and order our authority package, or just my little book on the authority, or Macmillan's book, and find out about that authority you've got. So number one, it had to be someone with the authority. Number two, it had to be someone who knew they have authority. But even that's not enough. Everybody on this line knows they have authority, I would guess, I would think. But did you use it? Did you people who live in Utah use your authority that day? Did you people who are connected with that campus in any way use your authority that day? It's not just good enough to have it. It's not just good enough to know that you have it. You have to use it. And you have to use it every day. It is written, they overcame them with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Who? The accuser of the brethren, who accuses them day and night. The Lord showed me when I wrote that book, The Blood and the Glory. And for sure, you need to read that book. It's still a bestseller. Written many years ago. Still a bestseller. Still absolutely applicable to using the blood of Jesus Christ, our weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. We're going to take our authority today. The funeral service. Now, what we're doing, we know of some specific demonic targets. And one of them is our president and those in authority. So we, WWPs, and I thank you for it, and you're coming out where we go. We had such a wonderful time with the WWPs we had at Yeshua's Love Heals. Some of you came a long way. Praise the Lord for you. But WWPs, we are taking our authority for our president every day and the administrations. That's going to keep him from an assassination point if we do it. Now, I've been doing it and attempting to do it on the hour. And if you do it on the hour any day, you'll know that other WWPs are doing it and joining it. You're not alone. You see, all of us together can have authority for the president. And, oh, I do know those ladies and those prayers in Virginia and those ones in that area are faithful to do it. You who live in Arizona, particularly, Charlie Kirk's funeral is going to be Sunday. This coming Sunday, be sure to sit in your seats of authority that day. So we're going to take our authority right now. How do we do it? This is how we do it. Father, we WWPs are joining together in thanking you and praising you that you so wondrously reveal. And folks, I want to address that word reveal. The Lord gave us something that drew my attention. He said, he gave us Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye on you. Well, I was thinking, why does it say instruct and teach? And so I looked up the word teach. It's a very interesting word. It's yara, and it means water flowing down. It means rain. It seems to me that it's speaking about downloads, revelation, a download of revelation. I will instruct you and download, reveal into you the derrick you should go, the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye on you. Bless the Lord. So, Father, we want to thank you for the revelation of Colossians 1. that you have prepared us and fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. You have revealed to us, Holy One, the fact that you translated us out of the realm and kingdom of darkness. You delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and you translated us into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. We thank you for that, in Jesus' name. And Holy One of Israel, knowing that he has no dominion over us, but praying that prayer in Ephesians, which reveals to us that we have dominion over him. We want to thank you for that, dear Father, for giving unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, letting the eyes of our heart, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who do believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, your resurrection power in the Messiah, in the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this earth and age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all to the body, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, which filleth all in all. And we, who were slain by our trespasses and sins, you raised. For God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with and in him. We're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful that you said those who have received abundance of grace. And we thank you for grace and the gift of righteousness. And we thank you for righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And through him, our Lord and Savior, we do hereby rule and reign. Satan, kingdom of darkness, we born-again believers, worldwide prayers, call you to attention. We know that you tremble at the mention of the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We come in his name, we come through his blood, for it is written, we overcome you by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's our testimony to it right now in Jesus' name. We come to you with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, and we come, Satan, before you come before us. We're sitting in the throne inside the Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father, and he's inside us here in our earth suits. We command that you come before us. Satan, kingdom of darkness, all kingdom of darkness, down to the lowest imp, the lowest level devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you as one force, one man in Jesus. And we say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against the President of the United States of America, against Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, and against the leaders in Jordan, where Max is. We come out against you in the name above every name and tell you to cease and desist in your operations, manifestations against those God has put in office in the name above every name, right down to our local governments, from the United States of America's capital, right down to our local governments, state governments, municipality governments. In the name above every name, we can do it, and you know we can do it. In the name above every name, any plots, plans that you have, we call them to barrenness, to nothingness. We call confusion into your camp. We're ruling and reigning today, and you know we have the right to do it. And in the name above every name, we tell you cease and desist in your maneuvers against Turning Point Ministries, against the Charlie Kirk's family, in the name above every name. And we take authority over any families of the WWPs on this line and the Derricks. You will not come against our Derricks. You will not come against our paths that God has designed for us, what God has designed that we do in the name above every name. You will not come against in the name of Jesus. We bind you in Aronda La Macaya. You will not stop Brother Max in anything God has called him to do in the name above every name. Cease and desist in your maneuvers against him. He walks a path in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with that is blood covered while he's in Jordan. And in the name above every name, you will not, in the name of Jesus, you will all Rosanda la Makaya. We take authority over you and we pronounce you Ronda la Makanda paralyzed from having anything to do with the funeral of Charlie Kirk Sunday in Arizona. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and we bind you in the name of Yahweh Yeshua from moving and acting in any way against that funeral. We turn our attention to you, Holy Father, and in the name of Jesus, we lift up Charlie Kirk's family, Erica, the little boy, the little girl. We lift up his father who was so distraught, Father. He was so distraught. His earthly father. We lift up his family. We don't know them all, you do. We lift up his ministry family. Those close to him. He was close to so many, Lord. We lift up the grieving people. You called yourself the God of all comfort, and you drew our attention. We didn't even know. You drew our attention last week. We didn't even know how we would need this comfort in such a way. But you called our attention to it. You are the God of all comfort, and so we know that supernatural comfort is given to his family, his spiritual family, and is given, praise the Lord, to a grieving nation. We worship you, Father, God of all comfort. Mitanyo no kwa. Mitanyo no kwa alakipo topkompa. Midando no mangi. Midango no nombe kilika halakangara kadashka tata tianda. Mi totoko bappa masombre fatto. Mi galadandi ikubra kangara gada anya nikotobra. Kivra doheshwa matoloko bimba. Isama na kuhro fobi talekaya na kaka. Pando lo papi da kohoshanda da kohora kapita da gongambri ka te godoshika. Paka la kankra matia da te kohoshepre. Manto ro kopi parlatanya ni kuala kobri ke di kafrakke ni kochancha. Imi ni kohoro kobri ke di kahalaila. Mangoro godoheshita na kabra hafito. E ne quassa le cobriche di cangabri. Metto le cobriche di conciuascia toti a recobratia. Me le dovrò con garagabri, che le quebra fra cognini qua accenge ne corogodosca. E ce ne matuto le cobriche di cangabri, che le cobriche di cafanghe. Oriatele brisco, brisco, brisco. Kimacho no kohoroshendiakta kopita kangra katya. Oh, balatinya, balatinya, balatinya. Prevrato jandia ne koraka dale kangapi. Mecho no kohoshendi koraka kabrika ne kanjande basotia na kifa. Imene qua danye ne koraka tapri. Imeni kwa le kafrika de kongra gadashka da brika de kangapi. Ibele hoshwe chene kore kali kanga la gadala kabitio. Pede go hoshande li go hore kofrakia na gudashka da brika de kamanye. Ili vi twa shanyo tora kapitolianda de gufra. Vetu hoshwa de la kopre ki fanyo no kore kati di kufra. Santoro capita non ogni di quali che pronti ne conosce dalle coma. E santoro coco freddi che papa la donna di quale la comica di cani e di cora. Mestioto, ta capi. E le gavrahe di corbana cai, asca donce di cohora copracchia na coccia. Et je n'aime à toi, et je n'aime à toi, et je n'aime à toi. Briva n'yo no kohoroko deshke. Gravile tonyo no kohoroko danyo no kohoroko da, brikateka da achanja na koda la kopra. Libra tohor shende ili kambrakya frakadoshwe, isili makwa shantoro kodo shakchenye no kohoroko dapri. Kivile dohoroko bangdia, nonoko dohoroko brakafra, kana kahalaila, halaila. Ijeta no kombre, ketike frakota pombre. Kapitola kambrikatia, kapitola kambrikatia. Masunia don gombre, ketike frala kambra katana kadachine kadeske. Iskotonia niko horoko dombre, ketika tabra katafra. Amina puhu bravi, ya no kohoro ko dala kapra, jene ko doshka dapri. Ishana matali, ya no kora manika. Ano no nombri katika dasha, eh? Imini kwara ka dili kombri katika frala, kopri katika tanche, matolo ko papi. Misan, ya no kohoro ko blitati, ya no kohoro ko dapri katika vran. I jana matati de gaha shanje neko toto po oce. Krivanyo neko horoko brektya neko horoko tiange neko toho shapri. Kavila ton malakali kangara gadaha shanje neko toho shapri. Kavila tehenye neko horoko d'Afrika de gondiete. Ima de kwe masuto. Kibila diunno neko ajata Afrika de gadaha de gadaha. Lita la cobrette ne codoro da cupacca la cagna ne cotoro cotosche. Idabro, caglia ne cale fambre che tu cotosca. E genemata, e genemata. Mangoro cotoro sciacciac, toro cotoro sciacciac. Cafra cotoro le cambre che ti cole cacca. E genemacqua. Ashana makwa kalya no koroko tanye ne koroko tonche. Kivala gombrevra di shandoro godohe shakchange ne godohe shakchakta. Imanaka harakaya andaka loko oria manako oreko brakya la kadafra. Ijene matuash katoria manaka halakaya. Igele gongaraka le kongaraka dashka donche ne godohe shakchakta. Kevele godore benye ne koro godoshka di barakatafra kada konye ne kwa. Ele brodushka danjeli godoho shakcha ne koro ko bignya. Ege vele torshka danjeli godoro ko brekte di ka. Kavri kodore kombrengye ne godore kadale kombrekte ke fraktya. Eje ne mokwarya dale kongoro kadishka. Eje ne matuishko danjeli godoho shaktyang doro godoho shakchakta. Kroka barakabanya ne kohroko dion toro godoshka di barakapranya. Nanguru guda hedikom praktya, nukuru kutishka tam praktya, frukotole kabrenye. Mistiano kora, mana kora maninya, nukuru kodjong, dedigodushka dambra. Ili kubra fraktyan dora goho shekye, emene kwahala kabrangya, nukuru kodashka dinguru kodushka di karakai. Evele doria mana kwa, ale kabrangya, ene koramba achoru kodjoshka divra. Miskutonya ni qua, de corca badia tonia ni qua calacabria. Mitonia, vica le corogete de gobraca frogne, e gele gombrasca di nio de corocodosca d'abrica te collagne. E se de copra, minio no coroco petia na coccia de godosca. E palo cor che te fragno no coro cadacce, e scende no nombrica de gandangra cadeli cacracia. Mistiondoro godo scende ne qua, balecogne ne coro cadì, branca la caia na canga, le cale cabigno non non. Brida bra fragne naia, nia malataia non gombaia, ya ya naia, ya naia. Si bra cadò scia, ne coro godo bra alicibra. Pensiero godo joie da jonde le gobratia. E je n'aime toi, et je n'aime toi, et je n'aime toi. Criva la congre que de la cahalaca, brictia non a gombrictia, bracat des gondia, et je n'aime tuirion non a combric de galabra. Grivagno nombre que de galacai, et ne calacada hachangia de godoshka d'abri. A sing in a good oho shakti and a good oho shakti. Prika da govrenye ni kuhuru koblita. Prango do doho shengde di kuto ho shakti. Krivanyo na kuhuru ko balakai and a kuhuru ko tambri ka di godoshka. Isan na kore ga divra dolya mango la kappi. Metto il godosco donce di godosco dance di godosca. E se ne matui. E se ne matui ganga la goda la gabbigno no coro capigli a congra che dasca da brica di gallai. E fragno no coro, e fragno no coro, e fragno no coro che dasca. Sili tu ora codesca dance di godosca. Pile dohra ka dashka danche de kohola ka ka. Tide kohola ka ka hrayanna na kore ka le ka ka abrika tika danche de kodosh kambra. Ije ma la korya ma na nanya na kore ko davri ma le kombra. Ije ni motuerio na na kohoro ko vrakyando na kodosh ka dabrika kaya na kore ka. Ibra donye ne kwa eshe ne makaya ronde li bishka. Mo qua nye ne kohoro koda. Eve le dos qua. Ma nye ne kohoro koda le kabai. Manye. Manye nia. Manye nia kaka. Manye nia kaka. Manye nia kaka bidiano. Pistanyo ne kohoro ko brevre de le kombre katigatai. Mitwa nango. Frandisco. E l'agno, ma con gli danni e ne coro cadecce ne coro naia. Chi bagni ne cacca, che belli d'oro mannaccia, con gli occhi godosca. Chi bene coro copra anche la godosca d'apre. E c'è una congiana, me le d'oro con bracchie. Shetanya na kohora kaka. Pamara kahalai. Kibile shetanya na kohora kadiakta. Bi inyanonya na kwala balakatanya. Saturu kuhujen tiakte. Kravidanya na kohora kodish katancha de kotohu shakcha. Elebratue, elebratanya. Crove di Combrerio Nanakaya de Codoce. Swanchoranai e Anaka. Olebreti Hibra. Olebrata Karananyana. Nangolo Cododoko Prakana Katanjana Katashka. Kivalatoshka Tanje de Kotokoshakchana. Mitato Kototaka Halai. E che le corre cavrande ne cotore jacchette. E giricotore coton giricotore jacapra cafrande ne cotosca d'apre. E bellitore gnatta. Gravitonia! Gravitonia mia! Gravitonia mia kanga! Che le braha la pombra calacaianacca. Dus tua! Dushtu wa vonge, krivanyo no kore tabri kale kongambi, lobra danya, roba la kinya, stonya na kora malyanda na kobra, avronde ne mekaba. Leta to koho, leta koho, leta koho, leta koho, leta koho, leta koho. Nango lo kopipa. Bacio una copra caffra. E in tuaccia e me ne qua. Che li compri vracci una copra caddasca. E se non c'è. Sguaccia una copra stelie. Olha a erz. Azzot ivrit. Col a azzot ivrit. Mi tuasca divandia, mi quaca mi tiende, ma sota mia cangie, bile holo copre, mancio no cohola capra, e livrete hoscianie, mangolo codopra. Chi vele dohor shantor godo hosham chede gohoshwa. Macho, macho, macho. Avila haya, mangala halito. Kravidanya, kravidanya, kravidanya. Majete de bakai. Majete menete kak. Grandiana kora maniakta rako doho shakche. Inyana kohra ko doho shakche. Anyana kohra ko doho shakche. Dabrikata ka frangye. Kami koletia no kubra kayan lege kabra. Metio no kwa shkondye ne kota. Ishtyondru bikatshandye ne kwa. Bravinyo no kohra ko danya. Akalagabinyo no kohra ko deske de barakai yana ka alayla. Ashtyano no gombre. Mi kalakaya nangara ka daha shotya nanga no kota. Repretya no ka. Meti kohra ko binyo no kohra ko doske de briketa kai. Avikatonya no kata toko vishetche de ko doske da briketa kata. Alavratito. Amanka la ginga, ganjana koreko doho shekche de gotoshka. Praskitian doko, praktiana koto toko hupa. Žene matias kotonje nekwa, mačko dobi ki frata. Moto doko pri fraktian doro gotoshka. Kuprika te frangjana kubri vredi žundo. Mačko te prikete ka fraj. Mačko te ri papaka lajla. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Father, for these people to pray with. Father, how wondrous it is to know that we're part of a prayer group. We're part of a company. We have prayer partners. We have fellow soldiers in this army of the Lord. Oh, Father, you are with us. You are always with us. and in the name above every name, even though Max is here in Jordan, we are together at the throne. We are together at the throne in our seats of authority. How wondrous that we have this authority, that we know that we have it. And, oh God, I'm so thankful for this company of believers who use their authority every day. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Brother Max, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I am here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm still under the Spirit here, but you know, the Lord really gave us the opportunity to go out and be everywhere to preach His Word.
Amen.
And, you know, the Lord sent me to Jordan, sent me and Clint to Jordan, and we didn't realize any of this until maybe 6 months or a year ago. Now it's been more clear for two reasons. The first one is really to what you know about that, what I'm doing right now through, you know, helping the United States of America, and I'm so proud of saying it. And the second one, which both come together, is to be a disciple and bring the body of Christ together right here in Jordan, because it's important to bring it together. So just to launch it out. And that's
yes,
exactly what we do. And we're setting up the church, we're setting up the second place with furniture, we're setting up so many things, and we're just going. We're just going. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but it's on my heart. Praise the Lord.
Surely. It's purpose.
Okay.
You know, we
it's
need purpose. It's God's purpose.
We need purpose, exactly. God's purpose. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:51.
Mm.
1 Corinthians 15:51. Next statement. Let's see here. It's underlined. All of it is underlined. This would be the first statement, actually. The movement. T.S. in the end. The movements of God begin with my... Oh, extraordinary people. Satan will not take you out. Satan will not take you out. Look at the disciples. Look at the disciples sitting in that upper room. Look at the disciples sitting in that upper room. That's you, church. That's you, church, today. My power in you. Praise the Lord. Wow. Okay. I'll read it again. The movements of God begin with you. My extraordinary people. Satan will not take you out. Look at the disciples sitting in that upper room. That's you, church, today. My power in you. That is the statement. The second thing. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Next statement. This one also underlined. Yeah, all of it. Okay, this statement is underlined also. Read like this. This is the upper room today. This is the upper room today. So special to pray together.
Now, can you please begin again? I lost you a little bit on that.
Okay, is it like breaking off or?
No, it's just I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Because I got a text while I'm reading that. Okay, I got a text. Max, we can't hear you. Are you on the internet?
Well, I can hear you. I hear you perfectly
you can.
Well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just missed the words kind of blurred. They didn't blur, but I didn't understand them.
Okay. Okay, okay. No, I want to make sure.
But
that.
I hear you fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise God. I'll speak up a little bit too. I have my earbuds. Okay, I'm going to start all over here with the second statement. This is the upper room today. So special to pray together with my prophet and friend. Here, at home, with my closest followers that I chose. Okay, I'll read it again. A second, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I gotta keep my eyes clear here so I could read them right. Okay. This is my upper room today.
This is the upper room today or my upper room today?
This is the upper room today.
Okay.
This is the upper room today. So special to pray together with my prophet and friend here at home with my closest followers that I chose.
Praise your name.
You know, just remind me of his word when he said, you are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mark 14. Did you see it? Yeah. Mark 14, verses 12 through 25.
Mm.
It's a long shot.
Quite a bit.
It's a long shot there. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I need to pass. Okay. Mark 14:12-25. Luke 22.
Luke 22:7.
Yeah. Is there Luke 22? I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I don't know. When you said Luke 22, it sounds like it's not there, but I don't know. Okay.
Oh, there's a lot of books in Luke, a lot of chapters.
Okay. Luke 22, 7 through 20. Oh, okay. Moving along here, next statement. Read like this. Church, you need to learn. Church, you need to learn to trust God. Church, you need to learn to trust God and allow the change to grow. And allow the change to grow. Okay, now the rest of it is underlined. So allow the change to grow after this is underlined. To become more like Jesus Christ. So that's the underlined part. To become more like Jesus Christ. I'll read the whole statement again from the beginning. Non-underlined part. Church, you need to learn to trust God and allow the change to grow. Underline part. To become more like Jesus Christ. Okay. Next is 2 Peter 3:9. He gave us quite a bit, this scripture. 2 Peter 3:9. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Okay. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Next statement. Time. Oh, there's an S. Times of change. Times of change. Always. Guarantee. Yeah. Times of change always guarantee that change will happen. That change will happen. Do not fear or tend to fear. Yeah. Do not fear or tend to fear. The end of it is underlined. Five words here. Underlined. God has plan for you. God has plan for you. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Times of change always guarantee that change will happen. That change will happen. Do not fear or tend to fear. Do not fear or tend to fear. Underline part. God has plan for you. And that is the statement. Okay. James 1:17. Isaiah 43:19. Numbers 23:19. Okay. Next statement. Let's see. Oh, this one is underlined. All of it underlined. And it reads like this. I am your rock. Yeah. I am your rock. I urge you today, I urge you today to keep your hearts, to keep your hearts and minds with an S, so hearts with an S and minds with an S, in me.
In me or on me?
You're in me.
Okay.
In me. You're Christ and Jesus. You're Christ and Jesus. He's given us his full name this morning twice. I mean, you know. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your rock. I urge you today to keep your hearts and minds in me. You are Christ and Jesus. Did I say the statement is underlined? If I didn't,
yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 1-8. Okay. Next statement. It read like this. Also, be inspired in times of change. Also be inspired in times of change, in prayer, with my prophet and friend, have the guarantee in life.
As the guarantee?
No, have. H-A-V-E. Have.
Okay.
The
okay.
Guarantee. In life. Yeah. In life. That change will happen. That change will happen. For good. For good. I am with you. God is your only hope. God is your only hope. Oh, God is your only hope is underlined. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Also, be inspired in times of change, in prayer, with my prophet and friend. Have the guarantee in life that change will happen for good. I am with you. On the line part, God is your only hope. So that is the statement. Do you want me to read it again, Miss Willie?
No.
Are you
I
good?
Think I have it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Another statement here. Read like this. Okay, wait. This one is all underlined. It's a short one, but it's all underlined. Read like this. Church, you are promised. Yeah, you are promised. EDMN. That all things will work together for good. That's the statement. Church, you are promised that all things will work together for good. All right. Then the Lord gave us Psalm Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5.
I say them every day.
Okay. Let's see here. Next statement. This one is not underlined. Okay. Read like this. Hold. Oh, tightly. T-I-G-H-T-L-Y. Yeah. Hold tightly to these truths. T-R-U-T-H-S. Truths. Yeah.
Truths.
Truths. Okay. Hold tightly to these truths, knowing that God's, with an S, God's movement leads to new beginning. And a moment of grace.
Excuse me.
That's the statement.
Can you read after new beginnings?
Yeah. Okay. A new beginning and a moment of grace.
Of grace?
Grace. G-R-A-C-E. Grace.
Okay.
Moment of, oh yeah, of, sorry, of grace. Yeah. I'll read it again. Hold tightly to these truths, knowing that God's movement leads to new beginning and a moment of grace. Oh, I see.
All right.
All right.
Now, I am...
Go ahead.
Is there an S on beginning?
Beginning... Oh, you mean beginnings? New beginnings? No, it's beginning.
Okay, just singular.
Yeah, singular.
Okay.
And the moment, there is an S on the moment of grace.
Okay.
Praise God. Psalm 126. 126. Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. Revelation 21:5. Psalm 37:23. Psalm 37:23. Okay. One more statement. No, two. Okay, praise the Lord. I'll keep going here. Okay, this statement is underlined. And it read like this. Yeah, all of it is underlined. I am working to mold. I am working to mold you. M-O-L-D, right? I am working to mold you and the people I desire you to be. I am working to mold you and the people I desire you to be. The fact that Jesus is helping you, the fact that Jesus is helping you grow and adapt to your circumstances. Yeah, to your circumstances. My voice. It's a statement. Okay, I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined, if I didn't say that. It's all underlined. Okay, I am working. I am working to mold you and the people I desire. I desire you to be. The fact that Jesus is helping you grow, the fact that Jesus is helping you grow and adapt, A-D-A-P-E-A-P-T, adapt to your circumstances, my voice. Right. That's your statement, praise the Lord. See here. Isaiah 30:21. Last statement. Dwell, it reads like this. Dwell in my peace today. Dwell in my peace today. Don't give up. Don't give up. My joy in you, my joy in you all, excuse me, because I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. Dwell in my peace today. Don't give up. My joy in you all, because I am with you. Trust in me. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
You know, there was something that I wanted to point out from last week, and I don't think I did. Hold on, just a jiffy. I wanted to point this out because it was amazing to me. There is a New Testament quote of an Old Testament scripture, and it's not marked out that it is a quote from the Old Testament, but both the scriptures were given, and I know that Max did not know, and most of you probably did not know, that the scriptures given were, quote, from the Old Testament. I think it's, here it is. The Lord gave us Isaiah 40, verse 8, and then he gave us 1 Peter 1:25. 1 Peter 1:25 quotes Isaiah 40, verse 8. But Max doesn't know it. It doesn't say that it's a quote, but if you check the reference, it is a quote. So I just wanted to say that what we're receiving is very supernatural. Very supernatural. I know Max didn't know that. I didn't know that. I just put my little marker up there to see what the reference was and found out he gave us the Old Testament scripture, and then he gave us the New Testament quote of it. And I just think it's so... I think it's important in case anybody doubts that this is not God or not supernatural. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. And again, he begins with a scripture, one that he gives us quite often, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. What does that mean? We shall not all fall asleep, the Amplified writes, in death, but we shall all be changed. If we went to the next verse, we would read, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we, the ones who remain, shall be changed. Hallelujah. So that's telling us about change right now. It's going to talk to us about change today. Now, underlined, the movements of God begin with you, my extraordinary people. Satan will not take you out. Look at the disciples sitting in that upper room. That's you, church, today. My power in you. Yes?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. This is very good.
Okay.
I'll mute. Sorry.
Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now, folks, he's pointing out the importance of being Spirit-filled. There's lots of Christians in the church, but everyone born again. But it's really important in this hour to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be empowered and to speak in this language. And I think that all of you on this line, if you're not baptized with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues, then begin to immediately. You can. Underlined, this is the upper room today. So special to pray together with my prophet and friend here at home with my closest followers that I chose. Hallelujah. He looks at us, this company, as the upper room. He was empowering them to go out. He was empowering them with the Holy Spirit. They already had been born again, John 20, when he breathed the Holy Spirit upon them. But now they are empowered. That's really important these days. Really important. You know, he said to me one time, his will was perfectly, the church was perfectly in his will that day in the upper room. Every person in it was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mark 14, 12 through 15. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they had sacrificed...
14, 12 through 25.
Oh, through 25. All right. I had that down right. I read it wrong. Okay, Mark 14, 12 through 25. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, this is Passover, and the feast of Passover begins with another seven-day feast, which is the feast of unleavened bread. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, his disciples said to him, Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, the teacher or the rabbi says, where is my guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he himself will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Prepare for us there. The disciples went out and came to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. As they were reclining at the table and eating, Jesus said, truly I say to you that one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. They began to be grieved and to say to him one by one, surely not I. And he said to them, it is one of the 12 who dips with me in the bowl, for the Son of Man is to go just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. And while they were eating, he took some bread, and after he blessed it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken a cup, given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it, and he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. So that's the Passover in which he instituted the new covenant in the upper room. Luke 22:7-20. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said to him, where will you that we eat, we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters. He's pointing out here that the large upper room where they had Passover at first was also the upper room where they came back to and were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he called us the upper room today. So special to pray together with my prophet and friend, hallelujah, with my closest followers that I chose.
He is preparing us, Miss Billy.
Mm-hmm.
It's us now today. He is preparing us.
It's us now today.
And there is one. Yeah. And there is. We're gonna be betrayed.
There are betrayers, of course.
There are betrayers. Yep.
Woe to them.
Sorry, I'm mute.
Woe to them. All right, church. You need to learn to trust God and allow the change to grow, underlined, to become more like Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Times of change always guarantee that change will happen. Do not fear or tend to fear. Then underlined, God has planned for you. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and is coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Underlined. I am your rock. I urge you today to keep your hearts and minds in me, your Christ and Jesus. Of course, Christ is not his name. It's his office. You could say your Messiah, Jesus, or you could say the Anointed One, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. What a wonderful passage. Also, be inspired in times of change in prayer with my prophet and friend. Have the guarantee in life that change will happen for good. I am with you. Underlined, God is your only hope. Also underlined, church, you are promised that all things will work together for good. Psalm 103:1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with chesed and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I say this every day. Hold tightly to these truths, knowing that God's movement leads to new beginning and moments of grace. Psalm 126:1-6. When the Lord turned again or brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joy, with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro carrying his bag of seed shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Now the Hebrew says Negev. The Negev is the desert in the south, and that's what they call the south, Negev. So some translations say like streams in the Negev or the desert or streams in the south. Either one's fine. Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a man, and of course the word here is geber, meaning champion, are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Hysteric. Underlined. I am working to mold you in the people I desire you to be. The fact that Jesus is helping you grow and adapt to your circumstances, my voice. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. In other words, that's his voice. His voice is saying to us, this is the way, this is the Derek, walk in it. Dwell in my peace today. Don't give up. My joy in you all, because I am with you. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Lord.
Brother Max, will you go and have a bite to eat now?
I will. Probably.
I know how it is.
Before.
I know how it is. You need to rest.
Yeah.
So we're going to say shalom, shalom, and we'll see you at 15 minutes past the hour.
Shalom, shalom.
Bye-bye.